迎大家来到美语训练班，我是杨林。
And I'm Donnie。 杨林，今天咱们学什么呢？
今天我们要去学击剑。
Ow!
Don't be a wimp。
要和朋友聊聊大学住宿和 party。
Partying in the place you live is a bad idea. Plus all the hazing seems really stupid.
琢磨一下去哪里踏春。
Would you be interested in catching an outdoor show somewhere?
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说质量差和守财奴。
守财奴，我就想当守财奴
啊。为什么呀？
杨林， you know the economy is bad now and a lot of people have gone bankrupt and lost all of their savings, 所以能有财手是很让人羡慕的。
也没那么糟糕吧，不信咱们来听听下面的 learn a word, 看看大学生的就业状况。
Learn a word.
Today we're going to learn the word
starting salary. Starting is spelled S-T-A-R-T-I-N-G. Salary is spelled S-A-L-A-R-Y. Starting salary.
Starting salary, 起薪。今年美国大学毕业生的就业市场将比去年有所好转。化学工程专业学生薪水最高。
The average starting salary for chemistry engineering graduates is $66,886.
化学工程专业的毕业生平均起薪$66,886。就业专家建议说，
College graduates should focus on finding a job where they can grow and should not be overly concerned about their starting salary.
大学毕业生应该更努力找一份有发展空间的工作，而不要过分在意起薪的多少。好的，今天我们学习的词是
starting salary, starting salary, starting salary。
什么？化学专业的 starting salary 最高？哎呀，早知道我考大学的时候就报化学专业了。
Well, why didn't you?
我那时候是个文艺少女啊，就希望能找一个让我成天读诗看小说的专业。想到什么物理化学啊，太枯燥了。
So you majored in what really interests you. What's wrong with that?
毕业的时候就明白啦，人家理工科的学生找工作多容易，待遇多好啊。哎，我当时真该听我爸妈的建议去学医，不应该那么固执一根筋。
Yeah, being open-minded and listening to others will surely do you good.
Open-minded? 这不是我们今天的流行美语里要教的词吗？
没错，一起听吧。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。春天来了。Larry 和李华计划到外面转转，享受春天的美景。他们会用到两个常用语 catch something 和 open-minded。
What wonderful spring weather! We should get out and enjoy it, 李华。
嗯，没错，我们踏春去。
There are a lot of music festivals around town these days. Would you be interested in catching an outdoor show somewhere?
Catch a show? Catch, 这不是捕捉的意思吗？你怎么可能捕捉到一个秀呢？
Not that kind of catch, Li Hua. Here, the word catch means to go and attend something like a show.
Oh, catch 在这里不是捕捉的意思，而是参加某项活动。To catch a show 就是去看一场表演。
That's right. We could catch a rock concert.
啊，摇滚演唱会啊？那太吵了。Let's catch a classical music performance instead.我们去欣赏一场古典音乐。
Classical music? With music that boring and weather this nice, I'd surely fall asleep.
啊，听古典音乐你会睡觉啊？真是没有艺术细胞哎。好啦，那你还有什么主意吗？
Well, we could always go catch a movie. There's a new action film that just came out.
Catch a movie? 看电影啊？啊，可是那是在室内耶，可惜了，这么好的天气。
That's okay.We can just enjoy the lovely weather as we walk to the movie theater.
可是我不是很想看电影哎。哎 ,wait, I know, 我们去运动运动吧。I feel like catching a game of tennis, 去打网球吧。
Well, you can't catch a game of tennis if you're playing it. If you're watching other people play, however, then you can say you're catching the game.
哦、to catch something 是强调被动的，不需要费力就可以享受的那种参与。如果是要自己挥汗如雨的去打网球，就不能用 catch。可是如果自己不用动，轻松的坐在一边看网球赛，那就可以说 catch a game of tennis。这样吧 ，Larry， 那我们去博物馆看艺术展怎么样啊
？I guess we could go to the museum。
嗯，你好像不太情愿哦。
Well, it's just that I had my mind set on going to that rock concert for a while now. Come on, Li Hua. I think you should be more open-minded when it comes to music.
Open-minded? 那是什么意思啊?
To be open-minded means to be open to new ideas or experiences.
Ah, I get it. To be open-minded 就是宽容、思想开放的意思。诶，这么说起来 ，Larry。你就不是个 open-minded, 思想开放、勇于尝试的人呢?
No way. I am very open-minded, Li Hua. I've done all sorts of crazy things with you that I wouldn't normally do.
Hmm, 比如呢?
Well, like playing mahjong with your friends. Even though I had to learn from scratch, I still kept an open mind and tried to have fun.
对,你打麻将那次啊,还真是出糗呢。
And I went camping last year with your friends.And even though it was cold and raining the entire time, I was open-minded and tried to enjoy myself.
嗯，好啦好啦，我承认你是个优秀的男朋友。
Of course I am, and I'm not close-minded.
Close-minded? 啊，我知道了，一定是 open-minded 的反义词，就是思想保守的，对不对啊？
That's right. You shouldn't be so close-minded to this rock concert thing.
那好，那我们来个妥协。我们先去博物馆看艺术展，然后再去听摇滚乐，怎么样啊？我够 open-minded 了吧
？Great, let's go.
Today, Li Hua 学了两个常用语，一个是 to catch something， 意思是观看、观赏；另一个是 open-minded， 意思是思想开放的，肯接受新鲜事物的。好的，这次流行美语就播送完了，谢谢各位的收听，下次节目再见。
I've always wanted to catch a Broadway show. I heard they're fantastic.
Well, go ahead. What's stopping you?
当然是票价啦，百老汇歌舞剧的票太贵了，动不动就上百刀。我觉得有点宰人呢。
I don't know. I saw Phantom of the Opera once, and I really liked it. I think it's worth the money. 物有所值。
It better be. 花那么多钱，当然不想看不入流的表演了。
说到不入流，质量差，咱们正好听一下 How to Say It in American English， 掉的就是这个词。
美语怎么说
？How to Say It in American English。
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是芳芳要问的宰人。
芳芳 ，Your new cell phone is so cool。
那是，这可是最新型的智能手机。
这手机很贵吧？
商店里卖5000块钱呢。
That price gives me sticker shock.
Sticker shock.Sticker, S-T-I-C-K-E-R, sticker, 是商品的价签。Shock 表示吃惊。Sticker shock 就是说看到价签上的价格被吓到了，对不对
？That's correct.
说起来，那天我去商场里买手机 ，When I saw the price, I got major sticker shock. 那价格让我大跌眼镜，这么贵，纯属宰人。哎，对了，宰人在美语里怎么说呢
？We use the word rip off.R-I-P-O-F-F. If something gives you sticker shock, you can say, This is a rip-off.
This is a rip-off. 这是宰人价。
You can also say, rip someone off.
Rip someone off. 我明白了，就是冲某人要高价，宰人一刀。那我要是说我被人宰了，就是说 I was ripped off, 对不对？
Exactly. Fang Fang, don't you think you were kinda ripped off? This phone is really pricey.
There's no way I got ripped off.
这个手机是网上买的，才1000多块。
Wow, that's a really good deal.
那是。哎，怎么回事？我手机怎么不动了？哎 ，Jessica， 你看看 ，What's wrong with my phone?
Let me see. This phone is dead. It's broken.
啊，坏了。我昨天才买的。
Seems like you bought a shoddy phone. Shoddy is spelled S-H-O-D-D-Y. If something is of poor quality, you say it's shoddy.
所以 shoddy 就是形容质量低劣。哎，气死我了，买了个劣质品。
别生气了。Let's see what you've learned today.
第一个，宰人是 rip off， 当动词是 rip someone off。第二，形容价格高，可以说 something gives me sticker shock。第三，形容质量低劣，可以用 shoddy。
Donny， 除了 rip someone off， 我们以前好像还教过一个说法，也是宰人的意思，对不对
？Yes， 我们教过的那个是 to take someone for a ride。
对。我记得好像是在讲找房子的时候，房东欺负租客刚刚来到美国，不懂行情，所以把价格开得特别高。He took her for a ride， 对不对啊
？Wow， 杨林 ，I'm impressed。
Thanks。不过说到找房子，咱们就来听听今天的 Go English， 看看美国大学生怎么解决住宿的问题，室友们又会怎样相处。
Let's listen。
美语三级跳，
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目大学生活单元的高级课程。 Eric 和 Patty 是大学同学，两人聊起了住宿情况。
Listen for the word lousy, which means bad.
So Patty, are you planning on living on campus this year, or are you going to go for an apartment?
Well, housing is included in my scholarship, so I have to live on campus. The food is lousy, but there are other things I like about it.
What are the good things about living in a college dorm?
There are lots of advantages to living in the dorms. For example, I like studying and hanging out with my floor mates. We all go out to parties together.
Wow, it sounds like the people in your dorm are pretty close.
Yeah, we really are.I love the dorms because you make friends that last all through college.
看来虽然食堂的饭不好吃，但 Patty 还是挺喜欢住校的，她跟宿舍楼里的人很合得来。对了 ,Professor Bowman, roommate 是室友，那么 Patty 说的 floor mate 就是住在同一层的人咯。
That's right, Winnie. A floor mate is someone who lives on the same floor.
也就是层友，那我们来听听 Eric 住在哪里吧。
How about you, Eric? Are you living on campus?
Right now, I live in an apartment off campus. I didn't like living on campus because the people in my dorm always had their doors closed and were studying. It wasn't much fun.
That's too bad. It sounds like the people in your dorm weren't as close as the people in my dorm.
No, you're right. Living off campus is okay, but I feel like I miss out on all of the fun stuff that happens on campus.
Have you ever thought of joining a fraternity?I hear that all the brothers in the frat house are really close.
Yeah, I've thought about joining a frat, but the frat houses are just so dirty. I'm not sure I could take it.
Professor Bowman, fraternity 是兄弟会吗？
Exactly. And the frat house is the house that the people in the fraternity live in. Sometimes fraternities are called the Greek system. If you join a fraternity, you can say that you go Greek.
哦，加入兄弟会可以说 go Greek， 真有意思。那我猜，这既然有兄弟会，一定也有姐妹会吧
？Yes. In the next section, listen for the word sorority, which is a fraternity for women.
What about you? Have you ever thought about joining a sorority?
No way. I've heard a lot of horror stories about Greek life.Plus, I'm not a big drinker, and I decided it's better to keep a clear head and focus on my studies.
You're totally right. I like to go to parties, but I don't want to wake up in the morning surrounded by empty beer bottles.
Yeah, partying in the place you live is a bad idea. Plus, all the hazing seems really stupid.
Yeah, some of my friends joined fraternities, and they said the hazing was really bad.
看来 Patty 对姐妹会不感兴趣。哎，可是她说的 hazing 那是什么意思啊？
Yeah, sometimes when you want to join a club, the people in the club will make you do lots of crazy things to prove you really want to join. For example, a fraternity might haze one of the men trying to join it by making him wear a dress out in public.
哈，原来 hazing 就是整人呐、啊。为了要考验想加入兄弟会的男生，可能会让他穿着裙子到大马路上走一圈啊。难怪 Eric 和 Patty都讨厌这些 hazing 的把戏。
You know, my friend is having a party this Saturday night at his apartment. Do you want to come?
Sure, that sounds like lots of fun.
Great. Bring all your girlfriends.
Wait a minute. Are you inviting me just so that I will bring lots of other girls to the party?
What? Of course not. I'm inviting you because I need a designated driver.
Eric 请 Patty 去参加派对。但却是为了让 Patty 在派对结束后当他的专用司机 ，designated driver， 这是什么朋友啊
？Well, if Patty is a true friend, she will want to make sure Eric gets home safely, right?
那倒也是，我看 Patty 也是个讲义气的朋友呢。
I have first-hand experience of being hazed in college. It still gives me nightmares from time to time.
Huh?你上大学的时候也为加入兄弟会被整过？哎，快讲讲，快讲讲。
往事不堪回首啊。But living in the frat house gave me a chance to attend some of the best parties of my life. And I was really close with my roommates.
对啊，丰富的社交生活是有间密切友好的关系。我想这就是加入兄弟会的好处。可惜我们中国的大学没有 fraternity 或者 sorority。男生啊，也不能进女生宿舍呢。
So where do you have parties?
饭馆啊 ，KTV 啊。那时候大家都是穷学生，一起凑钱出去玩，可高兴了。不过也有些人喜欢蹭饭，到交钱的时候就假装上厕所什么的。
那不就是我们节目开始时说的守财奴？
对，我觉得钱是不能乱花，但也不能太抠门。要不然，不论是在学校还是在公司，都会惹人讨厌的。
That's right. Let's listen to business etiquette. 看看怎么才能既省钱又不被人讨厌。
礼节美语。
Sarah 向原来的同事 Amanda 诉苦，说刚换了新工作，就赶上三个人过生日，都要凑份子，感觉心里很不平衡。Amanda 劝她说
If I were you, I would just bite the bullet and hand over the money. First impressions are important, and it's not worth getting a reputation for being a Scrooge. Think about it this way. When your birthday comes around, you'll have at least one card and cake to look forward to.
A Scrooge is someone who is stingy with his money, even though he has plenty, right? I wouldn't want my colleagues to think I'm refusing to contribute to the pool, even though I can.But this would put me way over my weekly budget.
Amanda 建议 Sarah 硬着头皮凑份子。
Bite the bullet.
意思是硬着头皮接受自己不愿意做的事情。她说
First impressions are important.
第一印象很重要，不能为了这点钱给别人留下守财奴的印象。
It's not worth getting a reputation for being a Scrooge.Scrooge is spelled S-C-R-O-O-G-E, Scrooge.
Scrooge 意思是讨厌的守财奴。Sarah 说自己不是不肯出钱。
Contribute to the pool.
这里的 pool, P-O-O-L, pool, 指的是大家凑的钱。可如果出钱，一星期的生活预算就会超出很多。
What about a compromise? Maybe you could sit down privately with the person in charge of collecting the money and explain that coming from a smaller department, you've never had to deal with so many birthdays at once. Offer to give her $5 for each birthday instead and promise that you will make your famous brownies for the celebration.
That sounds like a good plan. I hope they understand where I'm coming from and don't hold it against me.
Amanda 建议 Sarah 去找负责收钱的同事商量。
Try to make a compromise.
看能不能找到一个居中的妥协方案，把份子钱从10块减少到5块，但同时保证烤一个自己拿手的蛋糕来庆祝同事的生日。 Sarah 觉得这个办法不错，希望同事们能
Understand where I'm coming from，
意思是明白和理解我的本意。
Don't hold it against me，
不要记恨我。
I'm sure they will understand. Lots of people have been in the same position before.And maybe once you get to know them better, $10 won't seem like such a big deal anymore.
Thanks so much for your advice. I feel a lot better about the situation.
You're welcome. Let's make sure we keep in touch, Sarah.
Sure. I'll talk to you again soon and let you know how it goes. Enjoy your lunch.
Amanda 叫 Sarah 放心，一定有很多人遇到过这种情况。
Lots of people have been in the same position before.
他还说，等 Sarah 和同事们熟了以后，凑10块钱的份子可能也就没什么大不了的了。
Amanda 给 Sarah 出主意，让他既不用 bite the bullet， 硬着头皮去凑份子，也不会被同事看成是 Scrooge， 守财奴。他建议 Sarah 提出折中方案 ，make a compromise， 让 Sarah 少出点钱，做个蛋糕带去。
That's right. Hopefully, Sarah can leave a good first impression on her colleagues.
不过 Donnie, 说到这个 Scrooge, 他是不是狄更斯的小说 Christmas Carol, 圣诞颂歌里那个小气自私的老头子啊？
哎，没错啊，杨林，看来你对外国文学很了解哦。
承蒙夸奖咯。除了文学呀，我还喜欢外国电影。我小时候特别特别崇拜侠盗佐罗。
你喜欢 Zorro 啊？那你一定喜欢下面这个运动啊。
骑马
？No， 是 fencing， 击剑。让我们来听体育美语。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Hey Yangchen, why are you listening to this music? It reminds me of pirate movies like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Because I like sword fighting. Do you like it?
I don't have anything against swords, but.It just seems a bit strange. Why do you ask?
因为我想学击剑。
Fencing, F-E-N-C-I-N-G, is the official name for competitive and Olympic sword fighting. But isn't fencing kind of dangerous? Whatever happened to you being a professional weightlifter?
我什么时候说过我要练举重？
Just a few days ago.
Anyway, we are going to be very careful and wear protective gear.防护服，哎，从头到脚都要包起来。
I feel a little bit better knowing that we're going to wear masks, gloves,、mm-hmm. and other protective gear that covers us from head to toe.
Patrick, 这是你的剑。
This is the foil, F-O-I-L.
这叫盾头剑，是用来练习的。
This foil looks like a real sword, but it doesn't have a sharp end.
如果我用盾头剑 foil 击中你的话，你也不会受伤。
Oh!
Don't be a wimp.
I'm not a wimp, Yangchen.
Yes, you are. You are a wimp. W-I-M-P. And you are a crybaby.
Hey, look. It just surprised me, that's all. Now that we have our protective gear on and our foils...
On guard!
Well, I'm not ready. I don't even know how to fence.
I don't either.
Well, then why are we here?
Because I think fencing is cool. 你不觉得击剑很帅吗?
That's not a good reason to go into fencing, Yangchen.
But I want to learn it. 我要拯救世界。
Yeah, save the world. Be a pirate.
Yes, fencing is so cool. 感觉好像是非常有风度的跳舞。
But still, it's dangerous. You shouldn't play with a sword unless you've had adequate training.
嗯，我本来还想和你比划两招呢，我当佐罗，你呢？这么胆小，也只能当佐罗最亲密的战友喽。
那也不错，他的战友是？
就是那匹大黑马呀。
What？
好了，今天的节目就到这里。节目的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
Bye。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。 每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。